You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on October 18, 2023, and is titled Epaphroditus. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians, and let's join Steve and the message.
His man here, he's chained to a wall in Rome. He's watching him over here, and this guy can't think of anybody but those new believers in Philippi. He's saying, look, Epi, I got all this wrote down and did it one-handed and didn't drop it in the water. I need you to run this back over and explain it to him. I need you to take this is very important, and I trust you. This part's not in the Bible. It doesn't say anything about Roman soldiers snooping around for writings of Paul. But if they're going to arrest Paul, why wouldn't they arrest a man who contained the books of Paul? He's just a mere ordinary man who just found Jesus right out of his paganism. He doesn't have any fancy flowery speech. He doesn't have a special education. He doesn't have any kind of lineage. He doesn't have one thing going for him other than a relationship with Jesus Christ and a friendship with Paul. And through that friendship, he's shown himself to be trustworthy. And Paul says, take this. But here's the part that God had mercy on him. He was sick and about to die. If you're so ready for the rapture, why aren't you ready to die? You end up in the same place. Why would you pray for healing if you're tired of being here? If you're sick of the calling on your life and you're sick of the calling on our country and you're sick of the arguing and it's just too much pressure to listen to a guy like Steve 82 hours a week. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm waiting on the Lord. He's going to get me out of here. By golly, he's going to get me out of here. You know what? You better be careful about him getting you out of here because he may want to ask you what you've been doing. Why wouldn't Epi just want to go ahead and die? Everybody's such a darn hurry to get out of here. Let's just all die. That's how Jimmy Jones done it. He told them it was grape juice and killed the whole stinking wad up. This is terrible. Let's just get out of here. So in their cultish behavior, they all died. Let's just all die. What's the use? I think there's people in our lives that need us. I think right now the Jewish people need us. I think this United States of America needs us. I think our children need us. Do you know why? Every 3 months we lay hands on the sheriff and pray over him and his wife day in and day out, praying for his safety and his protection. You know why? They need him. Our town needs him. Let me tell you about that guy right there while I'm on his subject. He is the highest ranking official you personally know. He has equal authority with every government official within jurisdiction. So in the 880 square miles of Bailey County, he is the highest one. And every county commissioner needs to hear that. The county judge needs to hear that. The county treasurer needs to hear that. Every public official needs to hear that. The county attorney and district attorney, they need to hear that. That your sheriff has been elected to be the highest official by the people, for the people, and of the people in this county of Bailey County. And thank God your sheriff is sitting here listening to a guy who believes the same things that Paul believed, and he is a good epi. Praise the Lord. You should give the Lord a hand clap for that. He can't die. We need him. He can't get raptured out of here either. We need him. I'm telling you, Richard, I come by and it's your socks and underwear one of these days and I'm whipping you. He said God had mercy on him and he got well. One more little thing on that subject. Come on, people of God, if you'll stand face to face with God, you'll get well. Quit praying back to back to God. Get face to face. Be part of that tight rug. Be part of that remnant. Be like Paul and Epi. Paul and Timothy. And he said, therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. But to back up a little bit, Epi, he was not upset that he was sick. He was upset that his friends found out he was sick. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in service towards me. You know what I like about this outfit right here? If any of us in this group right here need anything, your needs will be met. If Robin and I ever needed anything, we've not been very needy leaders around here, but if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in all the stuff we're being led to do and getting called to do, the same as y'all, we're not any different than y'all, but we know if we got trapped up and we had something going on, man, all we got to do is whistle. All we got to do is whistle. This room is full of Epis. I'm not a Paul, but we're all full of Epis. I wish I was, but I'm not. Maybe someday we're working towards it. A little scared of it. Being Paul, this wasn't very fun. And maybe in the Epi, if you got right up close to it. It was all about serving for the kingdom of God. Serving for the things that are necessary. Serving for the fulfillment of all things. I mean, for crying out loud, how in the world would you ever baptize somebody and not know about the promise and not know about the Jewish people and not know about the calling of the Gentiles? Because Jesus said it. He said, it's right for me to be baptized for the fulfillment of all things. Baptism in the water is your first step to being an epi. It's an act of obedience that says, I'm going to listen to you, God, and I'm going to serve wherever I'm called to serve and serve whoever I'm called to serve. I'm going to finish one little old story, but these two right over here, Alan and Carolyn, they didn't know I was going to pick on them a little bit tonight. I'm telling you what, they drove me nuts for a whole cotton picking weekend one time. I mean nuts. I told Robin, I called her, I said, these people drive me nuts. I didn't know them. They showed up here, and I don't know if we was even doing this yet. No, we were still over at the other place. And I got asked to go up to Lipscomb, Texas, up in the Panhandle. They got an old deer camp thing up there, kind of acts like a little motel kind of thing with rooms and speaking to some men's meetings and different. I can't remember. We had meetings there for two or three days. And we get there, and these two showed up. Come find out their names were Alan and Carolyn. Finally got that straight after an hour or two. But they didn't talk to nobody. They didn't tell anybody why they was there. They didn't even tell anybody where they came from. But I'd be getting ready to speak, and they'd start to serve hamburgers, and I'd go to get in line to get a hamburger, and then there's a hamburger laying in front of me. And then she'd want to know if I wanted mustard or anything on my hamburger. Do I want some french fries to go over my head? What do I want to drink? Do I want sweet tea? Do I want it? Lady, I'm fine. What are you doing here? I was surprised next morning she wasn't down there folding my underwear. I mean, every time I turned around them two, and I finally asked them, I said, what are you doing here? We just came to serve you. That's it. We just drove up here to serve you. That's it. They've been serving here ever since. That's why you got this nice place. It used to just look like an old stinking hay shed. That's why the air conditioner always works. That's why the lights always come on. That's why there's a place together on Sunday morning. But the very first time I ever in my life had somebody drive 250 miles to serve me. That's ridiculous. And she would not quit. I'd say, I can get it. No, you can't. I can get it. I'll go over it. Nope. No, I can do it. One thing I've learned about old Alan, he's got to be an obedient child because you can't argue with her. I didn't want to embarrass anybody, but that's when I read that story today again. I thought about that and how many times in all of our endeavors. And now it's nationwide. We can land anywhere in this United States of America, and there is somebody ready to aid and assist in this endeavor of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sustaining of this great nation, the United States of America, for the fulfillment of the prophecies of God. They're everywhere. I don't have anything else to say tonight. I think that covers it. Plum good. Anybody else got anything? Y'all good? We just want you to know something, and this is really in me today. I've been upside down all day. This stuff's fixing to get real. God's let me know it's going to get real. We're not playing a game here. We're not playing on people's emotions. We're not trying to hit the panic button. We're not. There's nothing in it for us. But it's going to get real. And there's some things about real that might blow a man's dress up a little bit. And I've just sat around today thinking about the faces that I'd see here and the ones I know on the other side of that camera. And I thank God that I'm surrounded and Robin and I are surrounded by people who are real. Because it's going to get real. And we're going to need each other. We're going to need the assistance of the Lord. And we're going to need to be tight. Yes, sir. They didn't raise them up. Yep. He's talking about Dusty and I. We've been around. We've preached all over the country. Get invited to preach a lot of places, and for one reason or another, and I think God directed some of it. I think the Rolodex directed some of it. Just to be real honest about it. Here, I've always believed in having somebody up here that I knew and trusted, that we've done it together for years. That's the other reason I don't have a special youth program, whether you like that or don't. I just thought we need to take every opportunity to get to know your kids, and they need to get to know you, and you got to do this together. You got to be tight, tight. I mean, really, I'm like everybody. I wish my family was tighter. We got a really good family, but not, I guess. And so us, I'm very thankful for all of you who listen to my banterings and you keep showing up and you keep digging in and you keep pressing, because it's for a purpose. This is on purpose for a purpose. This isn't, we're not playing church here. I got other stuff to do. And so do you. We don't need to be sitting up here wasting each other's time in the name of Jesus. With preparation. Sheriff, you're prepared for a lot of stuff, aren't you? You've listened to a lot of talks, haven't you? You've had to go put them into practice, done some exercises, done some simulations. You've prepared your mind for what's possible at certain times. Is that correct? Would we not be called to do the same in the spiritual realm and the physical? Absolutely. That's why he says, take these words of mine and put them into practice. Okay? Now I'm done for today. But I'm going to tell you, if anything that comes out of my mouth is worth two rotten eggs, invite somebody. Share the videos. Do whatever you got to do. Spark some interest in somebody for what's going on. Because nobody should be left unprepared. Nobody should be left ignorant about some of these things, okay? Would y'all agree with that? So, okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure.
Hold on.
In the world we live in today, if you look around, manly men are, they're becoming a really, a rare breed. And I shared with Mike, it means so much to women to know that we have men surrounding us that are protective. And I told Mike, I said, you know, when we come here, if someone were to walk in that door, I believe every man in here would be standing up to protect all the women. And that gives a lot of peace to women in this day and time. So all you men, thank you for being godly, manly men.
Amen. So, that's good stuff right there. Just to clarify, Shawnee, if somebody comes in that door that doesn't look like they ought to be here, we're not going to stand. We're going to run at him. Yeah, we're going to look like a buzzard on roadkill, man. We are coming to you. So, all right, anybody else, we good? All right, let's pray and we'll get out of here. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for your holy presence. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your word. Thank you for men like Epaphroditus, mere ordinary men who just serve. Serve courageously, boldly. So, Lord, we just give you all the praise and glory. Lead, God, direct us, Jesus. Don't let us know too much that we get all shook up, and don't let us know too little that we would get caught unaware. Lord, help us stay face to face with you as we face all the other things in our life. We pray for our country. We pray for the generations to come. We pray for your true church to rise up out of the miry clay, be recognized as the people of God because of your holy presence. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, as I prayed in that sale barn this morning, I want to reiterate two things, Lord, that's very important to us. We need rain. We really do need rain. And, Lord, we need divine intervention in our Congress. Lord, meet them in the night with dreams, visions, scare the crud out of them. Whatever it is you do, we need leadership in our Congress. So, Lord, we thank you today and give you praise, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.